and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Rubio is in Israel today. He told Face the Nation all the hostages need to be free.
We want to see every hostage released. Frankly, I think, and the president has said this, we want to see him out as soon as we possibly can.
He also defended President Trump's plan to relocate the 2 million Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. Lawmakers are reacting to Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders who stress the need for Ukraine to be involved in peace talks along with other countries. Democratic Senator Jeannie Shaheen agrees. She told CBS's Face the Nation.
Ukraine absolutely must be part of any negotiations between Russia and the United States.
Border czar Tom Homan told CNN about 14,000 migrants have been arrested in President Trump's first 4 weeks, which is still below the rate of 1,500 he said he wants.
We're not raiding schools. We're not raiding churches. We're not raiding college campuses.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Betty Grable did a lot of singing in the movies, but who remembers any of those tunes? Wait, the show is still young. Stick around. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-20s in the afternoon. A northwest wind gusting to nearly 35 miles per hour. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, the low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. It's 24 at our studios.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
First time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm in the mood for love. You're in the mood for herring. When I'm in the mood for herring, you're in the mood for love. Love is a fragile thing, delicate and elusive. Herring is not conducive. When I'm in the mood for love, why stop to think of herring? Let's let our passion flower. Then, darling, if you're still caring, you can have herring in half an hour. That's the bitter laughter of married people that you're hearing. Herring can always wait. Herring does not mind waiting. Meanwhile, I'm marinating. I'm in the mood for love.
Oh, what a sweet love song. Here's another one. A great version, Homer and Jethro.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars.
Patience and Prudence. That was them. Here they are with their big hit, 1956. An old song, Patience and Prudence, revived in 1956. Big hit for a while, but they seem to be forgotten today. Name is McIntyre. Born in 42, 45, respectively. The dad was a band leader. Worked with Sinatra back in the 40s, beginning of his career. Now that was just a demo record. 1927, Gene Austin had one of the hottest selling records of all time. My Blue Heaven. Well, he premiered Tonight You Belong to Me. Billy Rose wrote it. That was number 11 on Billboard's chart. They showed up back in 78 to be on the Dick Clark Bandstand Show. So we never wanted to sing. We were just an accident to be successful. In fact, their dad said, I don't want these girls anymore in the business. So he declined all further offers. Prudence died a year and a half ago at 78. Music of the Stars. Love doing this program. The Patience and Prudence duet also repeated it with All I Do Is Dream of You. That never made it anywhere on the charts. Maybe because her dad said, I don't like you girls singing. True story. It's sad in a way. But there's reasons, I guess, for everything. Well, the Music of the Stars. Well, the Music of the Stars.
Said we must go out and find them, and then as we tiptoe behind them, we'll make them dance. A band was softly playing, sweet music filled the air. Turn around, my dream kept saying, I did.
They had a couple of big hit songs. Tonight, You Belong to Me. And Gonna Get Along Without You Now. Their last name is McIntyre. You know, Miss Patience and Truth.
Well, I'd say this. Making two hit records really didn't mean much to us because we didn't work for it. We didn't want to be performers. And it's like anything else in life. If you work hard for it, then it's an achievement. But it was just an accident. And it's almost like a dream now.
Patience was a marketing executive, and now she's writing a biography.
Prue married a great guy who's a cinematographer, but he was a recording artist too. He was with the Standells in the 60s, and they live here in Hollywood.
Probably one of the very few people in this world that has a gold record that's a 78.
One more from Patience and Prudence. Here's a flip side, Mark McIntyre Orchestra.
Pull up an easy chair and sit yourself down and lean back. While we tell you about the folks who live in the town of Greenback. They never had to work on hands and knees. Plus, they live in a place where money grows on trees. Sad to see, why couldn't it happen to you and me? There isn't a person in town who isn't a legal spinder, and they never were found for lack of that legal tinder. They're all 10 years ahead on their income tax, and the whole town's driving next year's Cadillacs. Sight to see, why couldn't it happen to you and me? Well, it grows fresh new bills that snap and crack as fast as you pick them, it grows them back. Every day there's a bumper crop with $1 million bill way up on top. Chair and sit yourself down and lean back. Then close your eyes and suddenly you will see that beautiful, lovely, wonderful money tree. Oh, money tree, money tree. It's a beautiful sight to see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me?
Mark McIntyre wrote that just to fill up the B-side on Gonna Get Along Without You Now. The flip side, I bet you it's the first time it's been on air for decades. Here, Johnny Kay, another mystery. No, it's not Perry Como. It's Johnny Kay. Nice tune, 1949.
I've been looking everywhere for you. Every night I've said a prayer for you. Where have you been? A million dreams ago, I knew somehow I'd know the moment that I saw you standing. Watching every thoroughfare, where have you been? Hoping maybe I would find you there. The loneliness and tears have passed, for now
every thoroughfare.
Where have you been? Hoping maybe I would find you there. The loneliness and tears have passed, for now I have you. Oh, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Nice tune,
on without me. I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? Life through, must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending?
Jim McHugh, Julie London.
Where are you? Where have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me.
Sinatra.
Where? There's the dream we started. I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending?
There are more versions. Here's Tony Bennett. The Bergmans wrote this, Alan and Marilyn. More on them in a bit.
How do you keep the music playing? Make it last. How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? Tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name.
I know the way you feel for her, it's not.
Afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever.
if you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. I know.
How do you keep the music?
The way I feel for her, it's now or never.
How do you make it last?
The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music
Bergman's won 3 Oscars for The Way We Were, Windmills of Your Mind, and the soundtrack to Streisand's Yentl, and received 16 nominations, 3 of them in 1983 alone. The couple also won 2 Grammys and 4 Emmys, and were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Bergman also became the first woman elected to the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers, and later served as the chair and president, and was also the first chair of the National Recorded Sound Preservation Board of the Library of Congress. A SCAP president and chairman, songwriter Paul Williams paid tribute to Bergman, saying in a statement, "It is with deep sadness that I personally, and all of a SCAP, mourn the passing of Marilyn Bergman, one of the greatest lyricists who ever lived and truly a SCAP royalty. She was a brilliant songwriter who, together with her husband, Alan Bergman, gave us some of the most beautiful and enduring lyrics of all time."
Watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another. For
the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to.
Going to graduate school in New York, and she fell down a flight of stairs and broke her shoulders. So she had to come out here to California because her parents were here. And she played the piano beautifully. I mean, she went to the High School of Music and Art in New York as a piano student. And she, one of her jobs had to do with playing the piano for a lyric writer by the name of Bob Russell, who was a wonderful lyric writer, but he was not a musical lyric writer. He couldn't play piano or anything. And she would go after school and play piano for him. They didn't have tape recorders in those days, so she would play the melodies over and over again. And some of the songs that emerged from that were a couple of Duke Ellington songs, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till
like that that she played for him, and he got the inspiration to write the lyrics. So she was influenced by that. Yeah, well, I was working with Lou in the morning, and she was working with him in the afternoon. And one day he decided to have his AM lyric writer make his PM lyric writer. And we met. And we wrote a song that day, not a very good song, but we enjoyed the process. And that was in 1956. And we've been writing together ever since.
Yeah.
City brings back a lot of memories for me because I'm one of the lucky people who had a mentor when he was very young, and my mentor was Johnny Mercer.
This morning when I woke up, Good Times was on.
Television.
We were having a conversation about theme songs, but back then, you know, there's some more iconic.
You know, it's wonderfully challenging to write, first of all, they're 45 seconds long. That's all you have.
At most.
To establish the character or the environment that you're going to have for the next, and make that something that the people don't get bored with hearing every week,
yeah. You
know. In show business, you have to have a lot of things.
A lot of things going on, yeah, of course.
So we're starting to work with Marvin Hamlisch on another project, and we have this show called Up Close and Musical that we wrote with Cy Coleman. So there's a lot of things
going on.
You have to have
Sam. This song is written by a friend of mine, and I think is really one of the finest composers for motion pictures. His name is Michel Legrand. This is one of his lesser-known compositions, but it's formidable music by a great composer. It's called Pieces of Dreams. Little boy lost, in search of little boy found. You go wandering, stumbling, tumbling round. When will you find what's on the tip of your mind? Boy falls in search of little boy true. Will you be ever done traveling? Is the sense of it.
transfer.
Pieces of dreams, islands and oceans, lovers marooned in each other's arms, just you and me. The sand. Castaway hearts, shipwrecked in paradise, come true for me and for you, lost among our pieces of dreams, far from
Stand by for news on CBS. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Some severe weather today hitting a big part of the country. Heavy rain and dangerous flooding struck the southeast. We're hearing reports of two possible weather-related deaths in Kentucky, one in Georgia. In Jerusalem, a visit by Secretary of State Rubio. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Secretary Rubio and I discussed President Trump's bold vision for Gaza, for Gaza's future, how we can work together to ensure that that future becomes a reality.
Border czar Tom Homan talked about the Trump administration's mass deportation plan on CNN.
Rather than one man arresting one bad guy in a jail, we got to send a whole team to the field to find somebody that doesn't want to be found. And so it's hard work, but we're not giving up. We're coming.
He says about 14,000 migrants have been arrested since the president took office 4 weeks ago. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Don Rosen's